It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, Dental, and Life.
This is World Suicide Prevention Day, and Dr. Sydney Hedrick of Adapt Integrated Healthcare to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, yeah, I know it is a sober topic, but it's a needed one. More people have connections to a suicide of a friend, a family member, a coworker than people probably want to admit.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more prevalent than we might think, and a lot of that comes from the stigma and kind of hiding some of those feelings around suicide. So World Suicide Prevention Day really gives us a chance to pause and reflect on this really important message that suicide is preventable. Any death lost to suicide is one too many, right? And every life lost impacts somebody, families, our schools, our communities. And so this day is about honoring those we've lost, supporting people who are struggling, but most importantly, trying to bring that hope that we're not alone in this, and we can get better, and we can feel better.
Now, you guys are known for specializing in addiction and recovery services, and it seems like addiction really can play a role here. People that, without that addiction, maybe we're not perfect, but we're doing relatively well, introducing addiction for a period of time, and then suddenly thoughts of committing suicide enter the picture.
Yeah, they're highly connected, addiction or substance use disorder or even gambling disorder and other mental health concerns, which of course can be linked to suicide. And they can cause each other, right? So you can start with maybe a substance use disorder that starts causing some depression or anxiety, and then that leads to some mental health issues and vice versa. So maybe you already have some anxiety or depression and you're using substances as a coping mechanism, or gambling as an outlet. And then in particular with gambling too, you can come across, you know, the financial stress and some isolation that goes along with that, that can also lead to some mental health struggles. So they're very interconnected. And that's why for professionals, it's really important to be aware of this and to screen for not only mental health, but addiction as well.
And most people don't want to ask for help for about anything, but especially in this area, a lot of times people, I'm sure, feel ashamed to ask for help. How do you get them to move forward?
Yeah, I know that stigma piece is really a barrier to seeking help. Traditionally, there's, you know, a lot of shame and feelings of, you know, not being strong enough, or I should be able to get through this on my own, which can actually make the problem worse. And so we want to let people know that it's really a sign of strength to reach out for support. And it's better to reach out and find that support system. It might not be who you think it is. It doesn't necessarily have to be a therapist. However, we do encourage therapy if that's something you're interested in. But maybe it can be one of your teachers or a coach or a parent that you trust a lot, or even a friend. So finding someone that you can confide in and really talk to so those feelings of isolation don't fester within yourself.
So if we see a friend, a family member, we're worried about, how do you get past just watching and being worried and then pushing to, and maybe even getting them some help?
Yeah, so there can be kind of two situations. One is if someone's like in an immediate crisis, then you'll want to seek services right away, get that support. But the most powerful thing we can do as friends and family is to show up for people. And so lots of times this is asking the scary question of, are you considering suicide? A lot of that stigma comes from people being afraid to say suicide, but we need to ask people directly so that we can show that support. It helps people feel less alone. It lessens judgment. And being that ear for them can be the first step for them to seek help.
So what are some warning signs people should watch for?
the warning signs are really important, and some of them are obvious. Some people will say, yeah, I am thinking about killing myself. And so those are really direct. But a lot of them are less obvious, very indirect. Withdrawing from friends and family, changes in mood or sleep, giving away prized belongings, so something they really care about and they all of a sudden are giving it away, that's a really telling sign. Maybe increasing their drug and alcohol use. All of these kind of subtle signs that maybe you wouldn't think would indicate thoughts of suicide, when you link them together and when you really think about it, can lead you to believe that maybe someone is considering that. And so if you do recognize some of these signs, again, please don't ignore it and ask the question, are you considering suicide? If you don't feel like you're the person to ask the question or you don't feel comfortable, maybe share it with someone that that person trusts and see if they will ask, because it really is important to step in.
And what resources are available for people in this whole area?
So we have a lot of resources. ADAPT in particular has a lot of local ones. We have a mobile crisis line. And I just want to give a shout out to ADAPT's mobile crisis team. They are phenomenal individuals. They come and support those who are in a mental health crisis, considering suicide in the moment, and kind of help de-escalate the situation and get them help. So you can reach them. Their direct line is 541-440-4471. There's also a suicide lifeline and mental health national number, that's 988. And if you call 988 in our region and the individual that you're talking to believes that you need services right now, they will actually call ADAPT's mobile crisis. So you will get connected that way as well. Other ways to get connected, you can call 911. And if you say it's a mental health emergency, they'll connect you to ADAPT's mobile crisis. You can also walk into ADAPT's main Madrone building for services directly. Additionally, if you're thinking of more of the prevention route, we have several trainings available to individuals to learn how to ask this question, because it can be scary, and identify those signs and further follow up with support for those individuals. So some examples are QPR, Question, Persuade, Refer. If you're interested in one of those trainings, you can reach out to ADAPT. Our prevention team offers that. The ESD offers assist trainings a few times a year, typically. And this is kind of a more in-depth suicide prevention training available to individuals. So all of these are great tools to have, make us more comfortable asking the question and stepping in to support those in need.
So why is it important for everybody, not just you guys in the professional community, to learn these skills and be ready to help?
Well, not only will it reduce stigma, the more we talk about it, the more we're aware of it, but it's often our friends, our family members, those close to us in the community that are going to be the ones to first recognize signs of suicide. It's not necessarily going to be your mental health therapist or your primary care provider. And so it's really important for us to know the signs, being willing to listen and offer help. And we can ultimately create this safety net for individuals. So if you think that there's someone in your life that maybe you can be that support person for them, I would recommend doing that.
So for people listening this morning, kind of maybe a message of hope you'd leave people with.
I just want individuals to know that you can feel better. Recovery is possible, not just with addiction, but with mental health struggles. People who have experienced suicidal thoughts can go on to live full and meaningful lives, and it doesn't have to define your life or your future. With the right support, maybe it's therapy, maybe it's peer groups or treatment, finding that close friend or family member you can confide in, but there can be a path forward, and you don't have to walk it alone.
All right, World Suicide Prevention Day, Dr. Sydney Hedrick of ADAPT Integrated Healthcare. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.